So, Robin, can I just say that right now, when I think about lunch on this very busy election day, I am craving something warm and something comforting.
Two time zones, same thinking. I'm with you.
Yeah, I live in Arizona, but Robin, it's been very cold, actually, of late in relative terms. Kathy Gunst is here with three new stew recipes to share. Hi, Kathy.
Hello there.
And Kathy, we know you want to point out the difference between a stew and a soup, but also and a casserole. So go.
Yeah, a stew is a little bit like both of them, but unlike a soup, there's a lot less liquid. And unlike a casserole, stews are generally made in a soup pot, a thicker pot, and you use thicker, larger chunks of vegetables or poultry or meat, and they stew slowly and in some cases for a long time. And boy, do we need them today.
Yeah, we do, going into the winter.
Well, speaking of how long you're simmering these, we normally, as you say, think that they need to simmer for a very long time on the stove, maybe for hours. But this first recipe that you have for us, cauliflower with coconut milk, takes just under an hour, Kathy.
Exactly. This is a wonderful vegetarian stew spiced with a lot of Indian flavors. You use garlic and ginger, turmeric, cumin, chili flakes, and a beautiful head of cauliflower, which is in season right now, a little fresh chili, and then it simmers in coconut milk. You sprinkle it with cilantro, or if you hate that, you don't. And the whole thing comes together in about 45 minutes. And then for texture, I top it with oven roasted chickpeas that are also tossed in a lot of these Indian spices. And it's warm and comforting and vegetarian and very simple to put together.
I have to ask a couple things here. First of all, if you've just tuned in, yes, we know it's election day and we're escaping with Kathy Gunst. But you mentioned roasted chickpeas in this gorgeous recipe. How do you do that without having blackened roasted chickpeas? How do you do that?
You only roast them for a very short amount of time, and you make sure that they're absolutely dry when you drain them from the box or the can. That's key.
Okay.
No moisture. Well worth it. They almost pop, and they're crunchy. You got to try it.
Okay. All right.
Let's get to your next recipe. This one does take a little bit longer to cook. It is short ribs with carrots, leeks, and red wine. Sounds amazing.
Yes, this is more of a classic kind of French flavor. You have the short ribs, which you brown lightly, and then you have onions and leeks, carrots, rosemary, and red wine. This is a stew that really benefits from sitting overnight because short ribs tend to be fatty. And when you chill it overnight, all the fat rises to the surface. The next day, you take a kitchen spoon, you scoop it off, and then you can reheat it, and you have this gorgeous, flavorful, comforting stew.
Yeah. Well, and Kathy, I'm here in Boston. Peter's there in Arizona, where this may be anathema to ask about. But is it true that your last recipe calls for a jar of salsa, the thing with a lid? You don't recommend people make their
amazing,
own?
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. There goes my whole reputation. 40 years. You know, I wanted to make this one really simple. So this borrows from Mexican flavors. This uses ancho chilies, again, garlic, cumin, chili flakes, oregano. You brown some chicken thighs. And yes, it's true. You add a jar, I said a jar, of salsa, mild, medium, or spicy. You can add the cilantro if you like. And then you make a very quick pickled red onion. It takes like 10 minutes and you serve it with warm tortillas and lime, sour cream or crema. Just a beautiful stew. And you can make your own salsa, Robin. I know you're dying to do it.
Yes, I can.
By the way, this is not that scandalous to me, actually. I mean, it takes a lot of time to make salsa. And there are some good jarred salsas out there very much.
Exactly.
Kathy, final thoughts here as we head out on election day for these
stews. Other than telling everybody to vote.
Right.
Yes.
Vote.
These are stews that won't take a lot of time, but will provide enormous flavor, and give them a try.
Okay. Peter, when is a door not a jar? When it's closed. Come on. False stews with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We'll have everything at hereandnow.org. Thank you.
Thanks so much.